Now let's get some background on this idea of reserve currencies. We call a currency a reserve currency when at least two criteria are met. First, it is held in significant quantities in reserves, including the reserves of central banks and treasuries, and that currency is commonly used in international trade. Also, very often in the world, there has been a dominant reserve currency, which is much stronger and more popular as a reserve currency than any other. If a currency is a reserve currency, it basically means the demand for that currency is higher because many countries and institutions around the world have reason to hold that currency. This leads to some particular advantages. For instance, if your currency is a reserve currency, it usually means your government can borrow at lower interest rates. That means also that your treasury securities are in higher demand because they are denominated in terms of this reserve currency and they are backed by a central banking authority which is controlling a reserve currency. It also means if your currency is a reserve currency, that money is more valuable, so in general for your citizenry, imports will be cheaper. Of course, there are also disadvantages to having a reserve currency. One is simply that exports are more expensive. That's because your currency is in higher demand, and thus its value is higher. Another disadvantage of having a reserve currency is that it can mean weaker discipline for your government. If you're in a not entirely satisfactory fiscal situation, you can remain in denial for a longer period of time because a reserve currency makes it easier for an economy to get away with some of its underlying problems. History shows that the dominant reserve currency has shifted several times. For instance, before the 20th century, very often gold was the dominant reserve currency of the global economy. The British pound also has a history of being a dominant reserve currency, especially in the time period leading up to World War II, or earlier in the 20th century. After World War II, in the 1940s, the US dollar was formally made the reserve currency for the global economy through something called the Bretton Woods system. See our other video directly on that topic. The Bretton Woods system collapsed in the 1970s, but the US dollar since then has very much remained informally the dominant reserve currency of the world. Whenever there is a dominant reserve currency, often something called the Triffin dilemma comes into play. The Triffin dilemma states that very often for the global economy as a whole, there is not enough supply of the reserve currency. Think of the problem as this. The central bank of the reserve currency nation is choosing a monetary policy to suit its own needs and not always printing or creating enough liquid reserves for other purposes and other functions in the global economy as a whole. Over time, there's a tendency to have diversification out of a dominant reserve currency. For instance, why would a foreign central bank wish to hold all of its reserves in the form of US dollars, given that the US dollar might decline in value? But where will the diversification occur? Well, we see some diversification, of course, into the euro, but it is now no longer expected that the euro will become a dominant reserve currency displacing the US dollar. For more detail on the problems with the euro, you can see our separate videos on that topic. Another possibility is the Chinese yuan becoming the dominant reserve currency in the global economy, and indeed at some point in time, the Chinese economy is likely to be larger than the US economy. Nonetheless, the Chinese yuan still appears to be a long ways off from being the dominant reserve currency. For instance, China still has capital controls, English is a language much more widely spoken than Chinese, New York and London are the world's financial centers, not anywhere in China, and also in China there is not quite the same tradition of free speech. For all of these reasons, the Chinese currency is at somewhat of a disadvantage trying to eventually become the world's dominant reserve currency. For more information on these topics, you can Google any of the key terms in this video in conjunction with the phrase reserve currency. Just Google reserve currency and also use scholar.google.com.